May one send a present to a woman? This question is generally asked regarding giving presents to a relative or to a worker, an employee, of which it is customary as business practice to give presents during various occasions during the year. Question is there any halachic issue with a man giving a present to a woman that he's not married to and isn't a close relative? So interestingly enough, we do not find in Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer, which is the section of Shulchan Aruch that deals with these laws, any limitation or prohibition against a man sending presents to a woman. However, we do find discussion on this issue in Aruch Chaim in chapter 695-4 in the Ramah regarding the topic of Mishloach Manos. In that place, the Ramah rules that Mishloach Manos should be sent from men to men and from woman to woman and not the opposite, as this may lead to men sending to a widow or a single woman, which can cause a question of betrothal. So interestingly enough, the Ramah writes that the reason why a man should not send the Mishloach Manos to a woman is not because of tznius reasons, that it's not a modest thing to do, but because people will incorrectly think that this is his bride-to-be, and they will think that she's already betrothed. So the same would apply, even not regarding Shalach Manos, regarding any present. There's no reason why this reason is limited to Mishloach Manos. So from here we learn that a man is to avoid sending gifts to a widow, to a single woman. But what about a married woman? We already know she's married, so no chashash, no worry will come out that she's betrothed to this man. So the Betzel HaChochman in a Tshuva Chelekei, Tshuva 51 writes that although we don't find any explicit prohibition in the Shulchan Aruch towards giving presents to a married woman, nevertheless, it most likely is included in the prohibition of Sheila Shalom. We discussed in a previous class that from the ruling of the Talmud and the Shulchan Aruch, it's forbidden to greet a woman in an affectionate way. And we learn from the Poskim that just like it's usher to greet, so too it's usher to give presents. This is learned regarding an oval. Regarding an oval, we know it's forbidden to greet an oval during Shiva. And at the same time, it's brought down that it's also usher for him to give presents based on this reason. So we see a connection between greeting someone and giving them presents. So if it's usher to greet them, it's also usher to give them a present. So concludes the Betzel HaChochma that therefore one is not allowed to give a present to any woman, just like he can't greet them in an affectionate way. This, of course, is with the exception to close relatives and the like. However, in his conclusion, he writes that just like we permit Sheila Shalim greeting a woman for simply purposes of Derech Eretz as a common norm of society, so too presents may be given from a man to a woman or vice versa as a norm of society, such as when one does it as a business practice that he gives his employees, so whether the employee is a man or a woman, the boss is allowed to give them the presents, and also one may be lenient to give presents even to distant relatives when it's all being done for the sake of Shalom Bayis and not for the sake of affection and the like. So to summarize, why one is to avoid giving presents to women, whether she be single, married, or widowed, due to the prohibition of Sheila Shalom and the other reason the Ramah mentions, so we don't think she's married to you. Nonetheless, may one give presents to the opposite gender for business practice or for other reasons that don't involve affection. From all this, we can also understand another interesting point, and that is how a man is meant to give presents to his wife. To such a point that if you give presents to a woman, we think that this is your wife. And this is actually an explicit ruling in the Rambam that the husband has an obligation to purchase presents for his wife according to his affordability.